Let me give you four reasons why I'm going to the Inside Self Storage Convention April 2nd through April 5th, 2024. My name's Mark Helm, and I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy, which houses the training that I offer. And on the Quick Start Academy is fundraising for the small self-storage investor. If you are considering or want to use other people's money to develop and grow your self-storage business, that might be just the perfect course for you. You can find out more information about it at creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com. Go to the store. But I'm a firm believer in going to conventions. And in our industry, there's basically two organizations. One is a for-profit, one's a not-for-profit. The SSA is a not-for-profit organization that represents storage owners in our industry. There's National Self-Storage Association, and most states have a self-storage association, and the national one manages many of the states' storage associations, and they do a lot of good for us as storage owners. I'm a member, and they put on conventions. However, for people that are getting in the business or new in the business or small self-storage owners and investors, I find that the Inside Self-Storage Convention is a great place to go. The tracks that they have and the classes they offer tend to work well and are geared more towards smaller, independent owner-operators, developers, and investors. And if you were ever going to go, I think 2024 might be the year to go. And here's four reasons why I'm going. One is I'm going to see how other smaller investors are making deals work in this high interest rate environment that we're in. You know, I've been evolving a strategy of using mostly expansions and conversions as entry points into self-storage opportunities today, where we're doing value-add plays, buying something with existing cash flow or the potential for some quick, fast cash flow while we develop out the self-storage piece of it. And we're making deals work, but the margins are thin, and we've got to be able to, you know, we got to really work these deals to get them in place. And I'm curious, I want to see how other smaller investors like myself are actually doing deals today. I'm interested in how other small investors are dealing with the higher interest rates. I was talking to one bank 2 days ago, and we were comparing some loans for some different lenders on a project we're doing, and they're using a 1.35 debt coverage ratio. I've never had a bank quote me 1.35 debt coverage ratio as their underwriting criteria, but this bank did. So we're running the numbers compared to the other bank. In that case, we're going to have to raise more money. We're going to see how that impacts the overall performance for investors in this project. But I'm curious what other small investors are doing and how they're funding them. It's not that we can't do deals. We are doing deals. I just want to see if there's a better way. And maybe I could learn some tactics that other people may be using that would help increase the margins and the yields that we're getting off the projects we're looking at. Two, I want to see how other smaller investors are making deals work, ground-up development and expansions and conversions with the higher construction costs. I shared with you last week how I'm dealing with it. We're basically bringing construction in-house, starting a construction company that's more geared towards working with smaller investors. And I mean, that's how I'm dealing with it. I'm able to knock a considerable amount of dollars per square foot off our construction costs, but I want to see what other people are doing. And then maybe combine what I can learn there with what we're currently doing to increase our margins and increase our profit on the projects that we're currently doing. The third reason I'm going is I want to meet new lenders. My challenge has always been that I do projects all over the country, or not all over, but south, southeast, southwest, and out west. And we're lenders, local banks, usually have somewhat of a limited footprint, or you deal with one of the big five banks, which I've done. Not a lot of fun, but I've done it. Or you go with an SBA, national SBA lender, which I've done. I'm really trying to increase the number of lending options that I have today. And so I'm going there with the very specific intent of meeting some new lenders to quote on the projects we're doing. And the fourth reason I'm going is to create some new relationships inside the Vendor Expo Hall. Almost every relationship I have in the self-storage space was either created in that expo hall or at least nurtured and grown within that expo hall. I want to meet the new vendors who are in the space today and see what they have to offer. I want to see what's new in the self-storage space, and I want to see if there's a better version of what I'm currently using on the construction side as well as on the operations side. Again, the whole reason for doing that is to increase our margins and improve our profit. My game is to leave with a lot of new names in my CRM and have some very specific strategies for improving my margins and profit in our operations and construction today. In my opinion, there's never been a more important time to go. When there is shifting going on, slowing down, speeding up, technology evolving at a fast pace, that's the time where, as small operators, it's critical that we stay on top of market trends and stay on top of what's going on in our business, because it's very competitive. And, you know, 15 cents a square foot improved NOI can make a huge difference on many of your projects. Knocking $5, $10 a square foot off your construction costs can make a huge difference on whether the project even happens or not happens today. Having up new lending options will make a huge difference, or could make a huge difference, on whether the deal gets off the ground or not. So as you can see in how I'm sharing, what I do is I create some very specific goals that I want to achieve when I go to these conventions. That way I'm listening for something, I recognize a person more readily that will help me in what I'm up to this year by going to the convention. I'll recognize that that person is what I'm waiting for. And I usually will come out with a lot more direct steps to take, direct action steps to take, if I go in with very specific agenda of what I'm looking for. But I also know there's going to be a lot of interesting classes, a lot of interesting people I'm going to meet. I'm going to be open to all that. But I'm going in with some very specific goals and agendas. I just shared with you what my four are. My coaching is create what you want to get out of going to this year's convention and then go. In the video show notes or the text of this episode, depending on where you're consuming this video, if you're doing it before April 2024, there'll be a link to register if you haven't registered. And I'm not obviously getting paid to do this. I just think it's never been more important to attend a convention than it is this year. If you see me there, feel free to stop me. Please do introduce yourself if we haven't met. Let me know how it's going, what your successes and challenges are, and I hope to meet many of you there. So I look forward to seeing you April 2nd through April 5th in Las Vegas at the Inside Self Storage Convention. Hope to see you there.